Welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, our preaching is from the United States by Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas. She teaches in the formation program, and her preaching is entitled, Christ Speaks with Authority.
Today's gospel account, we see the first of five healings that Jesus does on the Sabbath. He's making some strong points. At the time of Jesus, public religious speakers did not make statements on their own. They were always sure to quote someone else as a higher authority. And centuries later, even St. Thomas Aquinas wrote that in putting forth an argument, quoting from authorities would give more credence to one's position. And even down to our own day, much of the rabbinic and Torah studies in the Jewish religion has to do with quoting authorities of the past and spending much time in memorizing the texts from the Torah and the Talmud especially. And he spoke with authority and power. Jesus does not speak like this with authority as any normal Jewish man, but rather he speaks in the person of God as if he were the lawgiver himself, which of course we know he is. Jesus' authority in his words and actions impressed the people. The Greek word used in the recounting these events is very clear that this was a continual habit of Jesus, not just an isolated incident. Jesus' display of his power and authority inspired his onlookers with feelings of amazement and awe and astonishment, the Gospels say. They were too overcome to speak aloud. Awe is as a feeling that often is a prelude to faith, as is amazement and dumbfoundness. There are so many different ways in which we come to acknowledge God in his revelation, but often it's at first a wordless astonishment or amazement. Jesus is not only the Word incarnate, but he is authority incarnate. Luke insists that Jesus' authority is his own and real because he mentions it twice in the opening and closing of this scripture passage. In the first verse, he says, they were astonished at his teaching because he spoke with authority. And at the end, they were all amazed and said, what is there about his word, his authority and power? At another time, we hear his neighbors in Nazareth say, after he had healed someone, where did he get all this? We know his relatives. Where did he get it all? Well, Jesus received his authority, you might say, from one and at the same time, three places. He received his authority from God the Father, who sent him on a mission of redemption and equipped him for that mission. He received his authority from the Holy Spirit, with whom he was anointed to begin his public ministry. And he received his authority from his own person and being. In other words, Jesus' authority and power is divine. It comes from God because he is God. Sometimes you might hear that so-and-so has great personality or a great authority. When they walk in a room, everybody knows it. Usually, this means that a person has a strong or charismatic personality. Everyone knows when they're around. They're the center of attention. And perhaps you are one of these people, or perhaps not. But as a Christian, we don't have to be the center of attention. What gives us personal authority is Jesus. Because we are baptized into Christ, we possess his very being. We possess his authority in the realm of the Spirit if we live according to his will. And how do we know? Because he promised it, that the Holy Spirit would come to us and give us that authority. But baptism is just a one-time event. How can we keep this authority of Christ in our lives? You know, we can't be on a spiritual high 24/7. It's physically, physiologically, and emotionally impossible. But it is actually very simple to have the authority of Christ within us by doing what is needed for a solid spiritual life. I would say three things: prayer, reading, and service. Prayer, our own personal prayer in relation with God, and the two main forms of prayer in the church, the liturgy, whether it's the liturgy of the Eucharist, where we meet Christ himself, or the liturgy of the hours, and the rosary. So prayer keeps this authority alive within us. Then there's reading the scriptures, of course, and other spiritual books, reading books about our faith, studying our faith, learning more about our faith. The Catholic faith is so comprehensive that you can't keep it all, know it all at once. It's a continually growing thing, a deepening reality, the faith. And lastly, service. Service to our neighbor, which involves the spiritual works of mercy, the corporal works of mercy, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless, visiting the sick, etc., and the spiritual works of mercy, teaching the ignorant, counseling the doubtful, praying for the dead. When we do the traditional acts of our Catholic faith, we are living our baptismal consecration. And as a result, we are growing deeper and deeper into the life of Christ. So that, like Jesus, our presence and our words bring Christ, God, into the world. And this gives us his authority. Come and help us, Lord Jesus.